Denver Post reporter Curtis Lee was at Gateway High School in Aurora, which police turned into a command post overnight. I spoke with him earlier today. Curtis, welcome to the program. There's a command center at Gateway. You're not far from the theaters where the shootings occurred. What's going on there? What have police been doing at the high school?
Yeah, Ray, so Gateway High School is several miles away, a short drive, like you were saying. But at the high school, early this morning, right after the shooting occurred, they bussed several dozen witnesses to the high school where they conducted interviews with them. These are local police officials, as well as we've heard reports of the FBI conducting interviews with witnesses. And then after those were done, about 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning, they slowly began to trickle out of the high school, and now the high school is basically a staging area for people who don't know where their loved ones are, friends or loved ones are located, and that's kind of what it is right now, the Gateway High School.
Did you get a chance to talk to people who were in the theater when the shootings occurred?
When the shootings occurred, when they exited the high school, several people, you know, described what they saw. One gentleman had said that he saw a gunman enter the front emergency entrance in full black and a gas mask on, and he threw a canister into the crowd, which appeared to be tear gas, and then just began shooting. And several people described the guy as wearing all black, a gas mask, and just very calm in what he was doing.
It is remarkable that so many people were able to get out so quickly. Did anyone tell you how they managed to get out of the theater and not get hurt?
It was just mass chaos. One gentleman in the parking lot of the high school, he was missing his shoes. He had lost his shoes trying to get out. People were bruised and kind of bloody and scratched up because they were just scrambling to get out in the chaos of the event.
Tell me about the people who came searching for relatives or friends. This is a crime, after all, that happened in the middle of the night. Was it late morning before a lot of people even realized what happened?
Absolutely. A number of people lost cell phones in the chaos trying to get out of the theater, so they weren't able to get in touch with friends and family. So a lot of people were just rushing up to Gateway High School. One gentleman had a picture of his son saying he can't get a hold of his son. It was just very, you know, tragic. A lot of people were in shock. They just didn't know what was going on. And that's what Gateway is right now. It's a place for people to go, give the name of someone that they can't get a hold of, and hopefully, you know, get information on their whereabouts.
Did you witness any of those reunions? Did people find who they were looking for, or realize the person they were looking for was either injured or even dead?
Yes, several people were exiting the high school in tears, but, you know, I talked to them, and there were tears of joy because they found out that their loved one is okay. They finally managed to get a hold of them. I have not spoke to someone who found out that their loved one or a friend or family member has passed away or was killed in the shooting.
Curtis Lee, thanks.